Today's daf is Tezvav in Maseches Nazir. It is the 1128th daf in Shas. Our daf is going to continue with the cases of multiple Naziris and instances where there are two or more Naziris that are taken and at times seemingly contradicting one of the Naziris. For example, in our Mishnah, we're going to discuss a case in where someone promises that he's going to become a Nazir if he's going to have a son. And he also adds another Naziris of 100 days. And the different halachos that come out in terms of the relationship between the first Naziris and the second Naziris. The Gemara will give an example of another area in halacha where you have a conflict. And that is, just as you have sometimes conflicts between two different Naziris, the Gemara will discuss a famous case from Moed Katan, and that is a case of a kvura of an individual before Yom Tov, and Yom Tov being Mevatel Shiva. So our daf will have some important references to the halachos of Shiva as well. We'll come back to one of the yesodos that apply to both Shiva and Naziris, and that is the concept of Mikzas Hayoim Kikulai, as well as we will discuss another calculation, and that is Pesach Sheni. So let's Be'ezer Hashem begin. 7 lines from the top on Daf Tezvav Amid Aleph. Hareini Nazir v'kishiyei li ben. The individual says, I'll become a Nazir when I have a son. Vin Nazir me'ayoyim. And I'll also take another Naziris of 100 days. So the Naziris that he's taking, if he has a son, is a 30-day Naziris. And now he's taking another 100-day Naziris. Noilad loy ben ad shivim. If he has a child between the period of time he took the Nazirus and 70 days, lo hivsi klum. If he kept Nazirus for 70 days, up until 70 days, he hasn't lost anything. What that means, explains the Mefarish, is if he has a child 65 days later, so then in such a case, he could immediately take the Nazirus for his child 30 days, and then he's not going to have a problem in terms of the next set of Nazirus. And what he will do is he will calculate the difference and make up the other days till 100. So that would be 35 days. La'achar shivim. However, if he kept Nazirus for 75 days, and then the child was born, Saiser Shivan. Then in such a case, the 70 original days were, and in this case 75 days, were entirely contradicted. She'ein tiglachas pochas mishoshim yom. Because now, what are you going to do? You're going to have the first Nazirus for the child start, and he has 25 days that are left for the 100-day Nazirus. The problem is that 25 days cannot be considered significant Nazirus days. Because as we've discussed in the past, Gadol Pera Seirosho is 30 days. And since he cannot have She'en Tiglachas Pochas Mishloshim Yom, so then you can never make up those 25 days. And therefore, as the Mefarsh explains, he has to start for what counting towards 100 from the beginning and starting a new set of Naziris. Amar Rav taught, Yom Shivim Oile Likan Ulikna Kan. That as we've learned in the past, the halacha is that when it comes to both Naziris and Avelus, there is a concept of Miktsas Hayom Kikula. And that means the following. It means that if you have a period that is the beginning of a first Naziris and a second Naziris, you could say that part of the day he was doing the first Naziris, and the other part of the day he was doing the second Naziris. And therefore, if the baby is born on the 70th day, he did 70 days of Naziris for the 100, and he began the next Naziris as well. Analyzes the Gemara. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Noilid loy ad shivim loy hivsi klum, that if a baby is born up until 70 days, he hasn't lost anything, because then he could count a separate group of 30 days. Says the Gemara, but if Rav is right, that that day could go in both directions, is skure misgar. So then in such a case, that has hurt us, not helped us, because now we're going to say that there were 70 full days of Naziris that were done. That means that all he needs is 29 more days. So it must be that the pshat in Rav is not correct, that we don't count the 70th, and therefore he's able to complete 30. Ella says the Gemara b'dinhu d'lo lisni ad shivim. Really, it should not say up until the 70th day, because if it would say up until the 70th day, so then he would only have 29 more days to go, and that would mean that he would actually have to start counting the 100 again, and really it should say 69. That if it is on the 69th day, so then it would be olukan olukan. U'mishum diktani seifa, achar shivim, sosir shivim, and the reason why it says 70, even though it means 79, is because after the Seifa says that if it's more than 70, then everything's contradicted. So Katani Reisha Shivim. So the Reisha also mentions Shivim. The Gemara tries to prove whether Rav's statement is correct. Toshma mi Seifa, the Seifa that we learned said, Noilad Achar Shivim Seiser, that if the baby is born after 70 full days of Nizirus, so then in such a case he doesn't have the opportunity to do another 30 days and in such an instance then he has to start over again from 100. So says the Gemara, wait a second, it's only Nolad Achar Shivim that is Soiser Shivim, that if it was after the 70 days then it would be Soiser. However, if we held spells out the Mefarsh, you know what, let's do the Mefarsh inside. Nine lines into the wide and test vav and aleph. Ve'i isa kedika amrit amai soiser. But if you suggest that, like the sheet of Rav, how would you be soiser? Why? Kivin the mascha limnois mi boy b'yoyim. If you count from that day, b'yoyim, b'boy b'yoyim libnoi, v'yoyim shloishim de minoi, oy lakan lakan, akati pashu shloishim yoyim, kede gidol ser. If you're going to count from the day that the boy was born, so then you could count already from day 70. So if that would be so, why would it be so sir shivim? It must be that you don't count the day that the baby was born for both the nazirus of the post-birth with the nazirus of 70 days. Answers the Gemara, my acher, acher, acher. What it means when we say acher shivim is the day after the 71st, the 72nd day. So what are we going to deduce? Aval acher mamish mai, hachinami d'lo saser. So you're going to say that if it's acher mamish, then in such a case it wouldn't be saser, as we just calculate, because the day of the 70 would go l'kan l'kan, and then you would have another 30 days. Yachim ayir yedetani noilad ad shivim, lo hivsiklum. So why does it say in the Reisha, that up until the seventh day, you didn't lose. Afilu achar shivim nami harmit lo saser. But now we're saying, even if it's on the 70th day, you wouldn't lose. So the Reisha doesn't match with the way we're learning the Seifa. Ela shmamino achar mamish. Must be that shivim, achar shivim means mamish, and we don't consider it as if you have 30 days. V'chei masnisan l'rav. And for that reason, the Mishnah is difficult, according to Rav, Shma Mina. And we can hear from our Mishnah that the Yisod of Rav is not consistent with our Mishnah. So here, the Shma Mina means we conclude against Rav. So if that's so, the Gemara asks, for Rav Kaman Amar L'Shmaitza, who did Rav base his position on that said that Yom Shivim be Olo L'Kan L'Kan? It's not consistent with our Mishnah. Ilei Mekabashol, if you're going to say it's based on the opinion of Abishol, it's not. Hakoyres Meisoy, Shoshim Yoim Koinul Regel, Batrim Menug Zereshiva. The halacha in Moed Katan is that if a person is buried 3 days before a Regel, so then in such a case, once the Regel comes, it's Batol Shiva. If it's 8 days before, so then it breaks the shloshim. Umutar lisaper erev haregel, and the avel is allowed to cut his hair before the yomtiv. And if he doesn't cut his hair, erev regel, then it's prohibited for him to do after the regel. Just like the halacha is that the 3 days are mevatel shiva, so too when it comes to the shiva, it will also be mevatel shloishim according to Abishol. In other words, Abishol is of the opinion that once the Yom Tov is mevatel shiva, it will also be mevatel shloshim. In contrast to the opinion prior, that opinion, the Tanakama in the Mishnah, says that the Yom Tov within Shiva will be mevatel the Shiva, but there still would be shloshim afterwards. My time at Abishol, la mishum de kasavar shvi oy lekan ulekan, says the Gemara, what is Abishol's logic? Why would you say that just because a Shiva has been broken by Yom Tov, so then automatically it breaks the shloshim? The concept of breaking the shiva is the following: that once Yom Tov falls, it interrupted, and you started shiva, you can no longer do shiva anymore, and therefore the shiva is disbanded. However, the shloshim hadn't begun yet, so then why would the shloshim be disbanded according to Abishol? It must be that the shloshim did begin. How did it begin? Because the seventh day is Ola Lukanu Lukan, and therefore the seventh day connects, is a bridge between both the Shiva and Shloshim. And if the seventh day is broken, so then Shloshim will be broken as well. Says Gemara, how do you know that? Dilma Adkan Lo Kam Rabbi Shol Ela Ba'Velus Shiva Derabbanan. You're right. Once you say the Shvi is Ola Lukanu Lukan, and the Shvi has been broken by Yom Tov, it should break the Shloshim as well. However, that's only when it comes to Dirabbanans. When it comes to Dirabbanans, because Ikar Avelos, according to Mefarish, is only 1 day, so then in such a case, we could be Mekel. However, if we're Avol B'Nazir D'Araisa Loi, when it comes to Nazir D'Araisa, that would not be so, and the Gemara abandons the idea to say that the source for Rav of Olo Lekan Ulekan is the opinion of Abishol. Suggest the Gemara El Rav Damer Kareb Yosi. Could be that Rav is following the opinion of Rabbi Yosi. The Sanyu, Rabbi Yosi Omer Shemeris Yoim Kineged Yoim. Rabbi Yosi is talking about the concept of Zava Ketana and Zava Gedola. The halacha is if a woman has a flow of Zava for 3 days, while she has the Zava of 1 or 2 days, she's called a Shomeris Yom. In such a case, once she has for 3 days, then she is a Zava Gedola, and then she has to count Shiva Nikim. On the 8th day, after she counts her Shiva Nikim, she brings a carbon Latarasa. However, if she was only a Zava Ketana, 1 or 2 days, Shomeris Yom, Keneged Yom, so then in such a case, she is Toveles immediately after the blood stops, and she does not bring a carbon. Says Rabbi Yossi, the Sanya we learned in a bright, Rabbi Yossi Yom, Shomeris Yom, Keneged Yom, Sheshachtu Vizarko Ala B'Sheini Shala. They preempted the chiyuv of carbon for Zava Gedola by already bringing a carbon for her on her 2nd day. Va'achar kach rasa, and then she sees on her 3rd day, harezo eina ocheles, she cannot eat a carbon Pesach that she's because she's Tmeya. Now let's go through the calendaric development of this case. What happened was, is she saw Ziva on the 13th of Nisan. On Erev Pesach, she needs to now be a Shomeris Yom. And she went to the mikvah during that day on the 14th. The 13th of Nisan, she was still a Zava Ketana. That was the 2nd day that she had seen. Then she goes to the mikvah. However, during that day of the Erev Pesach, she saw again to become a Zava Gedola. So then in such a case, she doesn't eat, and she's as well exempt from bringing the Pesach Sheni because she was an Ones. My Taima de Rabbi Yossi. What's the reason that Rabbi Yossi says that she's exempt from bringing the Pesach Sheni? Must be that he holds Mikzas Hayom Kikulo. La Mishum de Kasar Mikzas Hayom Kikulo. She wasn't an onus on all of the Erev Pesach. There was a time in Erev Pesach that she was Tahora. It was only later on she saw she had the Re'iyah. So it must be that since partially she, part of the day of Erev Pesach, she was able to bring the carbon, we say Mikzas Hayom Kikulo. And what type of Mikzas Hayom Kikulo? We say that the day is Ola Lekan. Ola Lekan rejects the Gemara, Mimai, Dilma, Mishum de Kasar, Mekanula Abahu Tameh, that Rabbi Yossi holds that the way in which the Tumah works is that she becomes Tameh only Mekanula Abah. In other words, during the time that she had not had the Re'iyah and she had gone to the Mikvah, she was Torah, and she's always considered Torah. The fact that she saw at 2 in the afternoon doesn't mean that up until 2 in the afternoon, she wasn't Ruya L'mikvah. And therefore, if we're going to say, Mikanu La'ba Humetameh, then she doesn't bring the Karban Pesach, because she was Ruya L'karban between 8 and 2. Asks the Gemara, does Rabbi Yossi actually hold this? Umisa Rabbi Yossi, how does Rabbi Yossi hold this way? Vatani, didn't we learn a brisa? Rabbi Yossi Omer Zav Baal Shtei Re'iyos Sheshachtu V'zarku Olav B'Shvi'i. If there's a man who's a Zav, who saw two Re'iyos, and on the seventh day of from the onset of the Ziva, he brings a carbon. Now, really, there was no reason for him to be bringing a carbon for Tumah and Tahara. That's actually not what we're referring to over here. Here, we're continuing on in a case of Psachim. Sheshachdu means they brought a carbon Pesach for him. Okay? So it was on, he had two Re'iyas, and they brought afterwards a carbon Pesach for him, which ostensibly would not be a problem. But later on, he became a full Zav. And then this question becomes, what's the status of that carbon Pesach? V'chein shemer siyom k'neged yom. Same thing with a zava. Sheshachtu v'zarku ala. She was not a zava gedola. And the carbon Pesach could be brought for her. And it was. V'achay kachro. And then, later on, she saw. In other words, she saw on Erev Pesach. Afal pi shemitamim mishkev u'moshev l'mafreya. Even though we say that any bed that they sit on, they have a din of Zava Gedola, even if it was prior to the Re'iyah, Pturim Milasis Pesach Sheni. They're potter from doing Pesach Sheni, so it must be that we say that their Chiyuv was fulfilled because at the time that the Karban Pesach Sheni was brought, they were Ra'i L'Karban. On the other hand, we do say that their Metamim Mishkav Amoshav Limafreya. So we see retroactively they are viewed as a Zava Gedola, as a Zav Gadol. So we see from here that Rabbi Yossi does view retroactively a Shomeres Yom, if she becomes a Zava Gedola, as being a Zava Gedola the entire period of time. The Gemara will point out in a moment the irony that Pesach Sheni, we don't seem to look at it Limafreya. Answers the Gemara, Mai Limafreya Midrabban. You thought you had a proof that it goes retroactively from the halakha that she's Tmeya Mishkav Moshev in the interim on anything she sat upon, but that's only Midrabban. Hachanami Mistabra, and it would be logical to make our above point, says the Gemara. Zi Salkadaituch Midaraisa, Amai Pturin Milasos Pesach Sheni. If it was Minatora, then, and retroactively, she was didn't have any space of time that she was a Zav Gadol or he was a Zav Gadol. So then in such a case, then why would they be potter from Pesach Sheni? Therefore, we don't have a strong proof. Says the Gemara, La'olam em lecha tumah d'oraisa. Really, I will say that she, the Zav Gadol and Zav Kot and the Zav Gadol are Tmeya min HaTorah. But the home, but if we're talking about Tumas Tahom, Tom means a tumah that's below the ground that we're not aware of. The ziva hetiro, when it comes to a ziva, we are matir tumas tahom. This is a fascinating yisoid in Hilchos Karban Pesach. There is a concept of tumas tahom, which is tumah that's below the ground, that the halacha is that if a person in the interim becomes Tameh through Tumas Tahom, there's a halacha l'moshe misinai on Erev Pesach, that since there was no way of them knowing about it, b'shas shchita, so then in such a case, there's a halacha l'moshe misinai that says that the carbon is considered a valid carbon. The Gemara here is being mechadish that Tumas Tahom is really parallel to this case of Zavar Ziva. Tahom is that there's no way you know about it. You walked on the street and there was no way for you to know that underground there was Tumah. So too over here, by the time the Karban Pesach was brought, no one knew that they were going to see Dam. If that is so then in such a case, the halacha is the Karban Pesach is going to be valid. The Mefarish does a beautiful job by recapping how we've gotten to this point and what the Gemara is doing at this stage in terms of our previous Shakalitaria. Let's take a look at the Mefarish Dimar Maschal Olam Emelecha, 10 lines from the bottom, to recap why we're here in terms of discussion of Mafreya. La'olam Emelecha Ditmein L'Mafreya Midoraisa. Really, we're going to say Zav and Zava become Tamim Minatora retroactively. And you remember we had a cheshbon of a number. Do we say mitzas hayom kekula? Kigon, for example, we had b'shtein nazir shetzrichim limnos lezu shloshim lezu shloshim. If you have a nazir that wants to use one day for 30 days for two different naziris, have a mitzas hayom kekula. V'hacha, but in this case that we had by shomeres yom kiyom, even though Minat Torah, they're Mitamim L'Mafreya. And really, if the Zava becomes Tameh on Erev Pesach, the carbon should not be good. Amai Kilu Ba, why were we make it? Hainu Taim of the Tumah Tom de Ziva Hitiru. The reason is, as above explained, is Tumah de Zav, we were Matir. We're going to stop over here. The Gemara is going to bring a Raiva Afra Boshia, Savar Lumafreya Midrabanan. Let's Bezer Hashem recap our daf. We learned in our daf the main topic we would say is Mixas Hayom Kekula and Ola Lakan Ulakan. We had an interesting case where a Nazir wants to be able to begin a Nazirus, but at the same time, in the case of the Mishnah, if he began Naziris of 100 days and another Naziris, due to a neder of having a son, is going to begin immediately after his son is born, and then the Naziris of 100 days cannot be completed within the confines of another 30 days, so then in such a case, the first Naziris of 70 days do not begin. And the Gemara has a long discussion whether the Yom Shivim is Olakan Olakan, which is the concept of Mixas Hayom Kekula. As is well known in Hilchos Avelos, the Gemara says, we do say the concept of Olakan Olakan. The Gemara points out that when it comes to Tumah, we don't say Ola Lekan Ulekan, but rather there's another reason that Karban Pesach would be acceptable in the case of a Shomeres Yom, and that is because of the idea that we are lenient when it comes to Tumas Tahom. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Tesvav in Maseches Nazir.